I think one of the biggest things that made me so versatile in my career is, you know, I played for three different D-line coaches while I've been at USC. You know, Pete Jenkins, Ed Ogeron, and Coach Chris Wilson, and three defensive coordinators as well. So, you know, I played in a lot of different schemes, and along with that just came moving around a lot, and the versatility came.
Some people may not like that challenge. Did you enjoy learning different things along the way?
I actually did enjoy it because, you know, all I played was D-line my whole life, so I'd rather move around the whole D-line just than staying in one spot the whole time, you know. And it was more fun to, you know, create matchups and, you know, be able to go against some weaker opponents every once in a while and just get into the quarterback. So when the coaches switched it up for me, I liked it. It would mean a lot for me. You know, I expect myself to go as high as possible. I have high expectations for myself, and so do my coaches. And that's just the way I've been coached for a long time. And, you know, it would mean a lot to me and my family to go as high as possible. And if number one is the spot, then I would love to be there.
What were the determining factors in deciding to go pro?
Yeah, I decided to leave early, you know, and it actually was a hard decision. You know, college was a lot of fun, and I built a lot of great relationships with coaches and players there. So, yeah, it was definitely hard for me to leave, but, you know, I have a single mother that's taking care of five children, and, you know, I have a small family, and, you know, so some family factors had to tie into that, and, you know, I had to make the decision to leave. It's going to mean a lot, you know. My mom was a strong single parent, and she took care of five children that were all my size, so I'm pretty sure it was hard for her to put a lot of food on the table. And she's a strong woman, so I'm hopefully one day I'll be able to repay her. I try to be mostly like myself as much as possible, but at the same time, you know, one guy that I look at a lot is J.J. Watt. You know, he's been one of the best defensive players in the league for the last few years. And also, like he said, you know, he's very versatile, like I see myself. And when I watch his film, I see that the coaches try to make mismatches just how they do with me at USC. So I try to base my game off of a lot of his things that he does.
Kentucky linebacker Bud Dupree, podium.
I actually couldn't play football until I got to high school, so I actually wasn't developed at all once I got to high school. But I would say about sophomore year, once I came in as a freshman and made a base for myself, I started as a freshman, and that's when all the press and hype started coming. And Coach O was telling me I was one of the best players he ever coached, and you know, hearing it from a legend coach like that, you know, that's when I started knowing that, you know, I could be one of the best D linemen if I put my mind to it.
Was that one of your
moms? Oh, I was too big for Pop Warner, so there was a weight limit, and I was above it, you know. So as a kid, it made me really sad because, you know, that's a lot of boys' dream to play football. And to not be able to do that, you know, it was hard. But, you know, my dad told me it was going to pay off one day, and it is. So. The weight limit was 180, and I've always been a big kid, and I tried to play Pop Warner when I was in like middle school, and I was already like 210, so I couldn't just cut like 30 pounds to play football, you know. So I actually played rugby for a little while at a state team, and I actually loved rugby a lot. You know, it taught me the physicalness before I got to football, so it kind of helped out a lot before I got to play football. Yeah, I was born in California, and, you know, even though I grew up in Florida, I came back to California, and Raiders have kind of been, like, one of my hometown favorite teams, and, you know, I love their colors, I love their tradition, I love their defense, and, you know, a lot of things about it, but at the same time, I want to go as high as possible, so, you know, I'm shooting for that number one spot, but, you know, if I do end up dropping to the Raiders, I would still love to play for them. I was saying a 3-4, I would love to play a 4 technique, like head up on the tackle. And then in a 4-3, you know, it depends on how my body changes from here on, but probably 3 technique would be best, or a 5 technique.
Oklahoma linebacker, you know, Grissom, table 4.
This process is very strenuous, obviously, and draft night will be for the other story too, but has it sunk in yet that you're going to be on the same playing field as these guys now, or is that hard to really grasp what you're going on?
It really hasn't sunk in yet. You know, I haven't got to think about where I'm going to be in the future because, you know, I'm just trying to soak in everything that's happening in the moment right now. You know, there's so much going on right now that I don't really have anything to think about the past or the future. I'm just trying to live in the moment. And but at the same time, you know, I have to come across it every once in a while knowing that, you know, I'm going to be playing against guys that, you know, have been doing this for a living. You know, they're grown men, and I'm 20 years old, about to join the league and have to compete with these grown men that have been doing this as a profession for a long time. So, you know, it's going to be a hard competition.
Was there a particular age where you thought I could actually probably make a career out of playing football? And what age was that?
I would say, like, once I started getting scholarships in college and in high school, actually. I knew once I was able to go to a college, at least get a degree, was just a big step for me. And just making a living off of a degree from football was good enough. But once I started seeing the press and, you know, for the NFL, it was just unbelievable to me. You know, just like you said, I'm kind of versatile and, you know, where I could play. And, you know, I could see myself playing for any D-line, you know, wherever they would want to line me up. And, you know, I would just try my hardest to learn that position and, you know, learn it to my best ability and play the best I can. I definitely want to get her a house. You know, growing up with her, I had to move around a lot. We never really had like a hometown neighborhood because we had so many different houses. And so I want to get her a house and just make her stay there, get a stable house. No, we actually had a pretty nice house. My mom was a nurse, so she was high on education for us, and she had a good education, so she was able to take care of us in a good way.
BYU linebacker, Alani Fua, table 2.
Sorry, what was that?
How important do you think it is to get a pro team in the LA area and the college area? What would it like to be playing here, even if it was as a visitor?
I just love being in California. You know, it's great weather all year round. And, you know, just being an LA native kid, you know, I would just want to stay out there. And, but in the end of the day, you know, this is NFL, and this has been a dream of mine for a long time, and I'd want to play for any team that takes me. But, you know, if it comes down to it, I want to go as high as possible, and it comes down to Tampa Bay and Tennessee.
Jarrell Casey's another LA native. Are you familiar with him at all?
Yes, sir. I've actually came in contact with him a few times as he visited USC, and I actually had my first informal meeting with Tennessee Titans yesterday, and I got his number by the coaches, and actually gave him a call last night and talked about him and said that we could possibly be teammates. Oh, yeah, that'd be a lot of fun to play with a former Trojan. You know, Trojans always have that connect and a strong alumni, and it would be great to play side by side with him, and I know that he's been doing great in his profession so far. I'm not sure. I haven't been able to study his film that much. And, you know, we're a lot different body types. But at the same time, he has been causing a lot of disruption in the backfield. And, you know, I can see myself doing that at the next level.
Why do they call you the big guy?
I think because my hair. A lot of people call me like a lion and stuff like that. And my name is Leo, like Leo the Lion and all that. So I really don't know where the nickname came from. But I think the announcers like that do the games and all that made it up.
Daniel
Orchard,
table 6.
I mean, it's pretty cool. I took it around with it. I like it so far. You know, it's a tough question to, you know, I'm competing with quarterbacks at a really different position than a quarterback. And I would say that, you know, from the previous years, you know, sometimes it's like taking a chance when you take a quarterback, you know. You never know what you're going to get, and I would say that I'm going to bring that disruption and you know, I'm going to bring that physicalness and I'm going to get to the quarterback and get to the pass.
Two more, please.
I was in the scrum, but I was at the back of the scrum. I played eight man. Yeah. Yeah, I was able to run the ball a lot. That's kind of why I liked rugby so much, because, you know, I'm so used to being on defensive side tackling guys, and I was able to actually hold the ball and run sometimes. I was about average size, but I just grew up really quickly, you know. I was always bigger, and I was always the biggest kid in every class. Yep. Thank you.